Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from BFM 89.9. I'm Mira Sivasudi, The Bigger Picture's Health and Living, the show where we take a look at how to live a better, longer and more productive life. Now, after 8 years on the air, we're bringing the show to you live, on the ground, a whole day with the experts debunking myths behind heart disease and diabetes, tackling the perils of aging, addressing our love affair with food, and of course, George will be there talking about sperm. So join us at BFM's Health and Living Live 2016 on Saturday, 2nd of April. Go on and register at bfm.my/health.
You're listening to At The Movies with me, Umar Pagan Ampake Pagan. The big screen adaptation of the Malaysian animated series Bobo Boy is making quite the mark at the local box office. It broke records for biggest first day ticket sales. It reached R1 million in just its second day in cinemas before going on to hit R3.5 million in just 4 days. Joining me today to talk about their blockbuster hit is Nizam Razak, director of the film and CEO of Monster, and Anas Aziz, co-writer and audio director of the movie as well as CCO of Monster. Gentlemen, welcome to the show and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So can I just say, I've seen it twice, so I've contributed at least R50
thank you very much.
To that R3.5 million haul so far.
Thank you.
Tell me, it's not often that animated movies or ever that animated movies make this kind of money in the Malaysian box office, am I right?
Yeah. The last one was, I think, Gang, Pengembara Amun Mula. I directed this film as well. Anas was heavily involved as well. But that was Les Copak production. Production, basically. So that was 2009, right? Yep. So in total, 6.37 million, I think, about after 1 month of showing. So right now, Bobo Boy, 3.5 after 4 days of showing. So hopefully we can increase that.
It's pretty good. So what's your read on why the movie has been as successful as it is?
I think because we've tailor-made the story to become something that the whole family can watch together. I mean, for one thing, we already have a very strong base with the series and it's being very, very successful. And we already have the fan base. But in order to get everyone to watch it together, we actually ensured that the story was much more family-friendly for the whole family to watch it together. A lot of the comments that we got from parents and a lot of adults who watched it, they said that they did not expect the movie to be so enjoyable even for them, because we had a lot of jokes, a lot of stories that were catered for the adults, so everyone enjoyed it together with their kids.
Yeah, you had lots of jokes for us 80s kids as well.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I was in a cinema full of kids and parents, like on a Thursday morning, and that bit when CINTA happens, burst out laughing. Yeah. I think I was the only person in that room that really got it in the first go, and then then there were chuckles after that. So hey, okay, that one was for me. None of the kids were going to get that one. Yeah. Right? None of the little kids were going to get one of them. So, Am I right in thinking that when you crafted this story, because the television series has been on for years, and admittedly, I've seen a couple of episodes, but I'm not a big follower of the TV series, and yet I had no problems getting into the movie. I won't lie, I was very emotional towards the end.
Did you cry?
With Autobot. I will neither confirm nor deny any tears. But it was very easy for me to get into it.
Okay,
talk to me about that process of, trying to make it accessible even for people who don't watch the series.
Yeah, actually, one of the first things that we thought, when we were designing the story, when we first started the movie, we thought that, we want to make sure that this movie can actually, cater to the fans and then also be accessible, accepted by the non-fans or the normal moviegoers. So we design the story, we make sure that, people can actually capture, what's their powers, the Bobo Boy and his friends, what kind of mood, and we're talking about Autobot, he's a robot, right? So we need to establish that. So we actually go into a lot of details, a lot of a lot of improvement to make sure the script is suitable for the non-fans of Boy Boy. So far, we got the review. We were very nervous. We thought we have done what we could, but right now, after we seeing the review, we see that it is, you know, very impactful, and the non-fans or the audience can actually accept Boy Boy.
Yeah, just to add to that, I mean, we discussed that at the end of the day, the story has to stand on its own. Like Nizam said, that the difference is that this is a story about Boy Boy and Ochobot. So even if you don't know what their powers were, but you could just get with it because the story is just about him, you know, taking care of Ochobot, and then, you know, he forget his responsibilities as a fan and stuff like that. So everyone can relate to that. Yeah. Everyone has a moment where they forgot to, you know, termungke janji and stuff like that. So that kind of makes everyone easily relatable.
Yeah, it's essentially that, right? It's a story about a kid and his friend.
Yeah, it's friendship. It's setikawan, we call it in here, right?
Yeah, the superpowers are incidental.
Yeah, anyway.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're cool,
yep.
But it could be me and someone else, right?
Yep, yep.
What were your expectations? I mean, you said you were very nervous going, I mean, when the movie was launched, but what did you guys expect? I mean, did you expect 3.5 million in
audience? Not really. Honestly, we didn't expect that, you know, because we were thinking at that time, maybe the movie will pick up during the weekends, you know, like Saturday and Sunday. But first day...
Because Nizam, you're up against some stiff competition.
Yeah,
there was
Sneaks
for Kung Fu Panda 3,
yep.
Zootopia Open.
Yeah. And then we have also very strong local film, like right now, Munafik. So you know, in every corner, we have to really
Munafik,
compete.
Yeah, Munafik, I think that Ola Bola train is still going.
Yeah. exactly. So we are... I mean, we then... quite well, so hopefully it will improve during the school holiday.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, even though we didn't expect it, but we were preparing ourselves for, you know, any competition. So that's why you've been seeing a lot of blasts of promos, non-stop promos online, on YouTube, and we had a lot of partnerships with Yo's Yogurt, with Old Town. So all these things, we've ensured as much as we can do and to actually promote the film.
The biggest one is like from Media Prima, Primeworks, right? They all like really blast all out. So we're very happy.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but for a Malaysian movie, actually any Malaysian movie, animation or not, to make this kind of money at the box office, right, it has to have cross-racial appeal, right? It's got to pull in the Melayu, China, India, dan lain-lain. I mean, it's for something like Polis Evo, for something like Ola Bola, even The Journey, because our movies tend to focus on one race or one language. Mm. Was that something you were conscious of when you were making the movie?
Yeah, it was something that we've always conscious of, even the beginning of our series when we started in 2011, when the series first came out, because we realized that what is it that all the races can identify with? It's like, you know, boy action, superhero, stuff like that, you know, fighting against aliens, sci-fi stuff. So all these things are stuff that anyone can relate to, anyone can enjoy. And at the same time, the language that we use are very, very simple, very easy to understand language. So it's not very deep Malay language in a sense, because it's something that everyone speaks. The Malay that we use is everyday speech that kids use. So in that sense, it's not too hard for kids to understand.
Even the characters, if you see the characters, like we have Boy Boy, we have Fang, we have Ying, we have Yaya, we have Gopal, right? So Gopal especially plays a big role in this movie. So you can see, you know,
he's
the synergy,
favorite.
You know. Synergy, there's a lot of chemistry between the characters, you know. The review says that it's very natural in the series and also in the movie. So I think we want to promote unity, but in a very subtle way, in a very natural way. So I believe you have done that.
I think you have to a certain extent, because I don't think any of your characters feel particularly forced. When I was watching the movie, and given that I'm not familiar with many of the characters from the animated series, I didn't think in my head that, oh, okay, there's the token Chinese person, there's the token Indian person. No, it felt very natural that these characters belong together. And I think you guys pulled it off very, very well. So let's get into some of the technicalities of it.
Sure.
I mean, animated movies take ages to end. You know, you hear those horror stories of, you know, Pixar spending like 8 years on a movie. How long was Boy Boy the movie in the making?
It was about 2 years of full production, but including the writing and the pre-production, designing and stuff, it was 3 years. But, you know, we didn't stop the production completely. We were still doing the series. So it was a huge challenge for our team to actually deliver the series and also, you know, At the same time. Yes, yeah, same team.
Imagine 70 people, you know, making, you know, like typically an animated feature in the West. You know, they, over here, what, 5 million ringgit is about 1.25 USD, right? But in the Hollywood, for example, 140 million US, and then they will take 300, 400 people. But over here in Malaysia, we have only 70, 5 million ringgit, and then we need to, you know, make the series and also make the movie. So we have to really, like, you know, shift between these two productions, yeah.
Was this always a plan? When you started making the animated series, was it always in mind to have a movie at one point? Or at which point did you decide, hey, you know what, this could work really well on the big screen?
Yes, definitely. Because when we started the company back in 2009, we were from Let's Go Pop Production. So we have tasted the movie, you know, the aura, the experience.
We got addicted to it.
Yeah, we're addicted to it. You know, so we feel like, you know, we want to make a movie. But, I mean, our own company at that time, we just started. So we feel that it's not the right time to make a movie. But we want to make a movie at certain point of time. So we decided, make a series, make it popular first, get a fan base. You know, now it's very popular. It's in 45 countries. Really, really popular in Southeast Asia. So I think 2013, we decided, you know, why not? I think it's the right time for a movie. Yeah, so then we decided to make a movie at that time.
Yeah, and also because movie business is less about, it's not just about the story, but it's also about the brand. I mean, people go watch a movie is to see what kind of a brand that you want to watch. Because, you know, it's either a Marvel movie, a Transformers movie, or, you know, a movie with Johnny Depp or, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio. Every single thing is a brand. The brand of the actor, brand of the director, brand of the franchise. You want to watch it because of the brand, because you feel like, okay, if I pay 15 to 70 ringgit for a Transformers movie, it's gonna be awesome audio and visual experience. Whether or not you actually enjoyed the story, that's secondary. But because you're there at the cinema, you've got your money in hand, and then you look at that, okay, it's a local movie or a Transformers 2010, whatever, movie. And then you're thinking, which one do I want to spend in? Because if you look at the poster. Yeah, because the brand of the poster and the brand of the franchise is good. You know that, well, I may not enjoy the story, but I'm going to enjoy the whole movie as a whole.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right, Anas, because even the bad movies, there is a certain base level of technical prowess.
Yeah.
Yep. So even if the story really sucks, there is still that base level of enjoyment that you're going to get because they're already at a certain
quality
level, right?
In a way.
And so where are we? Where do you think we are with regards to, I mean, Bobo Boy aside, I thought the animation was really, really good. But where do you think we are as an industry for animated film?
Well, actually, because like I said, it's all about brand and how we connect it to the audiences. I think we managed to pull that off. That people, when they watch it, it becomes a whole experience that they enjoy the story, they enjoy the visuals, the audio at the same time. So definitely we are at the international level because a lot of people have been saying that, thank you so much for making this film, and it's a international quality. So we're very, very grateful with all these very kind comments about our quality.
We receive a lot of, like, when we got 10 stars, right? So they're 10 out of 10, 11 out of 10, 9 out of 10. I think, to be honest, you know, it's not because of the movie is perfect, you know, but I think we give them something beyond the expectation. That's why they are very impressed. And not to forget that Bobo Boy have been in, since first ad is now, fifth year, yeah. Mm. For it's been like 5 years right now. So some of them actually really grow up watching Bobo Boy, right? Mm. Or if you are parents, you've
also grown up.
Yeah,
watching
you grow up watching it, or you see your child growing up watching Bobo Boy, right? So I think there's a sentimental value to it. There's a lot of deep connection between Malaysian, Indonesian with the product.
And I think that's one thing you guys have done well in brand building. Malaysians are good at technical skills, right? We've got all the skills.
Definitely.
Malaysians work in industrial light and magic. We do all of this stuff in Singapore.
And
and we get exported out into the big wide world. Yeah. But yet again, a lot of those Malaysians aren't building a brand to sell, which you guys... And that's the one, that's the major disconnect, right? Between technical prowess and having a brand to sell, which the Americans just do so well.
Yeah, I think that is what we identified in the first play, because we said that, you know, we want to focus on storyline, we want to focus on character, we want to focus on building the brand, Bobo as a brand, Monster as a brand. So we want to do that. And I think we've been doing that for more than 10 years as a whole, but for Anime Monster, 7 years, for Bobo 5 years. And I think it has reached certain level that people actually identify. For example, Bobo is being identified right now as a protector. You know, so we have a lot of sponsors coming in, you know, protect against cavity, protect against, road safety.
You sell the hell out of that, my friend. talk to me about the process of adaptation, because it's a leap from small screen to big screen.
Yep.
Everything has to be bigger. Story has to be bigger. Characters have to be bigger. And I'm assuming animation and methods have to be bigger as well, right? So
yep.
Talk me through that process.
Well, I think for us, when we wanted to write the story, the most difficult thing is because in a series, you can make a story for 22 minutes and then it ends just, you know, lightly. It's very easy. But for this one, he goes on an adventure. It's a larger-than-life experience. So, and yet at the same time, we had to make the story in a 100 minutes kind of a time frame. So it was very important for us to make sure the story was enjoyable every second. No 1 second was wasted in that sense. And if it's either action, it's comedy. If it's neither action or comedy, it's like plot development. So there's always this challenge to make sure that every second was enjoyable in a story-wise.
Yeah.
In terms of animation, of course, we've made the animation more detailed. The sound, the visuals were
usually the series. If you watch the series, it's more towards like what we call the formula of lawa and lawan. We have this like lawa, and then we have this lawan fighting, right? But we thought, okay, when making the movie, we thought that we need to add another dimension to the movie. So we add drama.
Yeah,
we add this thrill. We add better quality in terms of fighting scenes. So we have to actually challenge ourselves.
Your characters need to evolve in bigger ways. In the cartoon series, they can start and end exactly the same, and you can do it for 5 years.
Yes, exactly.
But in the big screen,
Need upgrades.
Autobot needs an upgrade, right? Exactly.
But that actually, that's actually part of the plan, because we're planning to rebrand the series after this season. We've got about 3 more episodes for this season 3. So our plan is to, when the movie is done, it's talking about the lore of all Sphericosters, about other power spheres in the universe. So there's this talk about a bigger world outside of Boba Boy's world. So that is our plan for the next rebrand. It's called Boba Boy Galaxy. So previously, aliens invading Earth for cocoa beans. In the galaxy, Boba Boy travels to space. So Boba Boy is invading space. So that is our part of rebranding the franchise.
I will watch the hell out of that.
Thank you.
That sounds very cool.
Thank you.
But this is not the only movie you have planned, right? I was reading that you guys are planning a trilogy of sorts.
Yeah. Actually, we have the idea for 3 movies for Boba Boy. So Boba Boy 1, 2, and 3. But honestly, we've been working with Boba Boy for 7 years right now. It's on air for 5 years. So I think as a team, as a creative team, we want to create something new, a new IP that's not really connected to Boba Boy.
So challenge,
we have this idea.
Yeah,
challenge ourselves. We have this idea to make a movie, straight to movie, of what we call Mechamato. So it's about a boy and a companion robot. So Boba is a superhero, but I'm a big fan of robot anime, so I would love to...
I'm assuming Nisam, you like me, just grew up watching everything on TV, right? On RTM,
badly dubbed
Gundam and Macross.
Gundam is my favorite. Voltron.
Voltron.
Yeah, Power Rangers, all that.
Yeah, it was always the lions. The car Voltron was kind of crap. Like, the lions were cool. Before I let you guys go, I need to mention something. Yuri Wong did the music. I thought the music was great. I really enjoyed the music. So, like big credit to him.
Definitely. Really, he's really amazing. We have certain expectation for the movie, but he really go
outside.
Yeah,
because
he
composed the music for the series, and then when I of course we want him to work on the movie as well, and then. At one point, he was trying to make music that was more sort of Hollywood level, in a way that he wanted to follow Brian Tyler kind of style. But then I said that you have to remember that at the end of the day, the series music was so catchy that everyone remembers it. Everyone remembers the song Bo Bo Bo, So I said to him, you have to understand your own strength, and that is your own style that you should put into the movie. And then he said, oh yeah, I agree, because he was always looking forward to trying to be more like a Hollywood composer. But then we realized that we have our own brand, our own style of music. So I think he really nailed it, the music,
amazing.
Especially the sad parts.
Emotionally manipulative. Anyway, one problem that I find that Malaysian movies have in general is the an inability to travel. And so even the movies that do really well here, like, say, The Journey, Police Evo, it's not likely that these movies, I think, are going to do particularly well in the global sphere. You have an advantage in this situation in that the cartoon has already traveled really, really well. What are your plans to push the movie out there into the big wide world? So it's in Indonesia and Brunei already, right?
It's in Brunei right now. So the next one will be in Indonesia. So that will be on the 13th of April. But right now we have requests from Singapore to enter Singapore. We have leads right now, interest from Cambodia, Vietnam, Thailand, you know. You know, this is what we want as a brand, as Monster, not Boboiboy alone, but Monster. We want to create a company, a brand, a production team that capable to deliver a movie once in every 2 years. So imagine now Boboiboy, then Mekamato, and then Boboiboy 2, Mekamato 2. So imagine, we want to build that. Now we have the team, I'm very proud of the team, that is a very young team. Average 25 years old, but we know right now we can't produce
this. You know,
series,
that just means they at least have another 40 years of animating in them, my friend. You can exploit them for at least another 40 years.
Good.
And are you going to dub these movies? Are you just going to subtitle them?
Yeah, we're going to dub. Yeah, we have an English version, definitely, Mandarin version, Arabic version, Russian version. Uh-huh. So it depends where the movie, you know, the interest for the movie. But we are not really heavily marketing it right now, but we will market it heavily starting June. So we go to the, you know, trade markets, you know, to France, to Hong Kong, and we showed the trailer to the Japanese, to the Korean, the production companies, the big brands. So they said this is really, really important. At least they have to ask three times, you know, thrice. Betul ke? Is it really from Malaysia? You know, is it really from Malaysia? So, yeah, 100% done in Malaysia. Yeah. So, I mean, they are really impressed with the quality. Hopefully, this will be the opening door not only for us, but also for the industry overall to get into other markets. Yeah.
Fantastic. Nizam, Anas, thank you so much for coming and talking to us.
Thank you.
Folks, Boboiboy, the movie is in cinemas now. Go watch it. Tell us what you think. Tweet us on @themoviesmy. Talk to us on our Facebook page. And don't forget that you can find more episodes of this fine program on bfm.my/movies. Download, listen, share, tell your friends, tell your family. You know what to do. You've been listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.